You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Check it out. Your season-long fantasy football league may be over, but there's still plenty of action every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site, where you can win huge cash prizes every time you play. Dave from Boston, kid, won $1 million in one day, $1 million, just by playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com. So did Matt from Florida and Ray from Jersey. In fact, DraftKings has crowned a new millionaire nearly every week this season. And don't forget about their other exciting money-making contests in other sports too, like hockey and college and pro hoops. Head to DraftKings.com now and use code Kelly, that's K-E-L-L-Y, Kelly, to play free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. It's this weekend. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Here it is, man. This episode, I don't even know what the hell they're going to call it. I don't know. I'm not on it. I gave the reins to Chris Scopo. Yes, you're hearing correctly. I couldn't be there. I was filming Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, and I couldn't be there. And we had to do a test show. We had to do some video checks. So I said, you know what, Scopo, here's the ball. Run with it. And he did. So Chris picked the show, picked all the comics that were going to be on it, and it was his show. He sat in my seat, and to be honest, I haven't even fucking listened. Okay, I'm going to wake up Monday, I'm going to load this show just like everybody else, and I'm going to listen. And that's how I'm going to hear this show, because I don't want to be pissed, I don't want to be bummed out, and it could be great, it could be awesome, I could be pleasantly surprised, I have no idea. I know that he put some comics on that I've been wanting to have on, but apparently he doesn't get them on when I'm doing the show, he only does it when he gets the fucking realm, so... He put together a great lineup of comics. I know that. All these guys on the show are amazing. So, he did it. So him and Deepu were there running the show. Again, I have no idea what you're about. I can't back this fully because I haven't listened to it. So we're both headed for a surprise right now. All right? So just sit back and relax and put the judgmental hats away and put your positive Pete caps on and let's listen to this You Know What Dude podcast with an open mind. Let's give Chris Scopo the benefit of the doubt and let's hope he comes through, okay? So here you go, a very special episode of You Know What Dude. It's called, I don't know what they're going to call it. I call it, I needed a day off. I couldn't make it. Bob couldn't be there. Scopo was the only one that could do it. I don't know. Those are good names. I don't know what they called it, but here you go. Enjoy.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What Dude
podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Join the riot!
Welcome! How is everyone doing? Welcome to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast. We have a special podcast. This is a test episode. Ooh. We're testing out the new stream.
Yeah, baby.
That Deepu has. Yeah, Deepu, tell us about the stream. What are we doing here with this?
Well, on Ustream.tv, we were streaming at 360p.
and it was my idea to bring us to YouTube, and we are now streaming at 480p.
All right, so calm down with your ideas.
A lot of
Jesus
pee.
Christ.
I like how I said two numbers and I already broke Scopo down.
Fucking, he's like, it's my idea. All right, relax, all right?
Wait, do we say three digits now?
Yeah. Well, I had to do a test podcast, and I wanted to bring my good friends.
Test dummies.
Very. We got a bunch of young comics and Foley here. you know, these guys.
What is all this shit, huh?
you,
what the hell is the internet, huh?
Computer?
You are fucking hot, Foley. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, you guys do the Center City podcast.
Center City Comedy Podcast.
Very, very funny podcast.
Philly.
Guys are all from Philly. Oh. I'll start to the left here. We got Andrew Chavone here.
Oh, Chris, good to be here. Thank you. Looking great, by
what
the way.
What a tool. Five words in.
Look, I wanted to punch him right away. I really did.
Dude, I feel like it's like a make-a-wish for fucking Chavone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was great. I feel like I'm Eminem.
He's on the roller coaster.
Then we got, you know, the black guy, Reggie Conquest, coming in here. How you doing?
I'm a black man first.
Oh, come on.
Well, what up?
He's a BBW.
He's very Reggie saw the bed and got really excited before.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There's
nice.
A bed in here?
Yeah.
This is nice shit.
This is the nicest place, right?
Reggie, this is the first and only time you'll ever be here. Welcome.
Hey, it's all good, man. I'm happy to be here, though.
Then we got H. Foley.
Hey, everybody.
Henry Foley.
Here. That's right.
Very William Foley. Director. But what are you, directing? And you're starring in a new web series?
That's right.
With Sam Rubinoff?
That's right. Doggy Style.
What?
Is that really the name of the fucking web series?
Yeah, it's a gay porn. You got to start somewhere. What are you going to do?
All right. Your first crack in the business. Good job. Mm. Then we got Kevin Ryan, everybody. Very Kippy. Funny comic.
Hey, everybody.
Fresh from the Boston Comedy Festival.
Boston.
How was it?
It was cool. It was like not a lot of stuff, but it was all right. It was fun. I got drunk both nights, so it was fun.
Okay.
Other than that, kind of was boring.
Knocked out first round.
Yeah,
first round KO.
First round, not yeah.
I heard a lot of the submissions. If you submitted with a tape from like a comedy club, went this date, and you've submitted with a tape from like a TV show, you went this date.
Oh, is that, really? That could have been. Yeah, that totally could have been because I know
politics,
a lot of the.
At least you got to hook up with all the hot chicks in Boston, huh?
There was some good. They all had neck tattoos, but they were good looking.
When I was in Boston, there was not one hot chick I ever saw.
Real dude. Every waitress I had, every like coffee. Place I went to had hot chick.
What?
Mm. Yeah, fucking talk.
Like
she
huge.
Talk like this, kid.
Hey, yeah, are you kidding me?
Oh, hey.
Chavone would be the hottest chick in Boston.
Oh.
Look at Foley, still trying to take over hosting duties. Look at him.
No, I'm not.
Not happening.
It's going to be a battle.
Deep
and then
get the duct tape.
To my right, we have my very good friend, Mr. Tom Cassidy. How you doing, Tommy?
Ooh.
Huh?
Scopes, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, pal.
Thanks for bringing the energy. I like it. Good job. Jesus
Wearing
Christ.
Wearing his Fairly Brothers hat.
Holy shit.
You know we have a bombdana here, right?
Oh, shit.
It's going to be flying around a lot today, I presume.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that?
Yeah.
Just hold one piece of it.
Yeah. We're all doing it. Ooh. So
wait, what's happening?
We had the bombdana here.
Tommy doesn't listen.
It was on my mic from the last episode we did because I fucking did a nice stinker.
Oh.
I'll put it on
really?
Here.
So, what'd you say, your Twitter
That's
handle?
That's the legendary.
I went over my act.
Hey, listen, I'm working on a bit about Queens.
Can I see that?
By the way, there is no cell phones here, Kevin Ryan. You got to put your phone away.
Ooh.
You want to see the bombdana?
Yeah, what a rookie.
Want to check it out?
Hey, Kippy.
I always hear about it, and I finally get to check it out.
You want to check it out?
He's going to wear it like Tupac.
He might steal it. Be careful.
Oh, bomb. Okay, yeah. I see why it's the bombdana.
Let me say it.
Yeah, bombdana. Ugh. Don't smell like
I knew you were going to do that.
I know, right?
You're going to smell it? That is the creepiest thing.
It doesn't smell worse than Reggie's wash rag hanging up in the fucking bathroom, I'll tell you that.
Now you can have the bombdana, actually. That is the first
the size of a beach
first,
towel.
Double,
the
not that.
First of the fucking episode. Well, welcome, guys. You know, this is. I wanted to bring you guys in. You guys are hilarious. I love your podcast. Very funny. I listened to it the other day. Not really.
Okay.
Thank you for having us, buddy.
I like you guys because you guys are all friends and you shit on each other. Basically, it was YKWD. Mm. Except you guys don't change out people or we change out people. You guys just basically sit down and just shit all over each other.
That's all we do. It's fun.
It's the fucking greatest thing in the world.
Chavone because he's a dork.
Fuck you, Chavone, Reggie.
But you know what, though? Chavone gets some fucking silent ones. Not silent,
yeah,
but
he
like
does.
He gets some daggers in there once or twice. The big heavy hitters, I want Kevin Ryan and then
Ooh.
Foley. I'm not going to lie. Big one. And then Tommy from nowhere will come in.
Okay.
When Tommy's on fire, though, watch out.
Yeah, Tommy can crush.
Tommy
can
got
crush.
A nice, calm demeanor about him, too. So when he kills, he kills hard.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes hard.
Thanks, Reggie.
How's the stream working out, Depot?
Stream's working great so far. Are we going to butter each other up the entire episode? Or
fuck you.
Yeah.
No, where did this Indian Chavon come from?
That is a
Tommy
huge insult
is back.
To me.
He's back, baby.
I am not Indian Chavon. Does he have a bad attitude all the time?
No, he knows how to do jokes.
Oh,
I threw it out
Scopo,
there.
Scopo, no, can I just say this right now?
You two already each other's throats. I can tell. Yeah.
No.
There's
this
tension on the.
Do you want to know something real fast? I go to Depot. Listen, I do not want the same thing to happen between me and him that happened between me and Kelly.
Be funnier.
So
you
hot sex? What's going on?
I would honestly. I'll fucking take Depot.
Yeah,
so
it.
I'm like, stand up showdown anytime.
Anywhere.
It's not a race.
We're all friends.
Bench press.
Wait, we got to perform where Deepu's at. So 4 p.m. open mics.
Yeah.
Anybody? Come on.
That was a good one.
No one else works that hard besides you and me.
Thank you, Deepu.
Damn, just ain't the truth.
All right, well, that came to a screeching halt.
Tommy, that hat is awful.
Classic.
So tell
Tommy's
us,
hat.
Tell us about
Tommy's
the
hat's fucking terrible.
Tell us about the Boston Comedy Festival. How was it?
It was fun. It wasn't exactly what I expected, but I got up there. Literally, I was out there for like 48 hours, and about an hour and 20 minutes was the actual festival.
So what do? You just do 5 minutes?
You just walk into it. You just walk up. It's like a regular show. You walk up. You pull a number. You go. You do 5 minutes, and then.
They don't advance.
Do they announce? Yeah. Do they announce the winners there?
Yeah, they announce them at the end of the show. So
that's got to be embarrassing if you're fucking.
Yeah. Especially because I was friends with this girl from college who brought out 15 people, and so afterwards I heard it and walked out.
Did you have a good set though?
I had a great set, honestly, a great set.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just.
Was it more politics though? I heard there's a lot of Boston people up there.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it is mostly Boston people, but fucking people flew in from California to do 5 minutes. I'm like, you're insane. I'm like,
really?
I paid fucking $27 on the megabus and got drunk for a weekend.
Jeez, they came from California?
People flew in from all, and then the one guy was yelling at everybody. He was like, I flew in from St. Louis and you're gonna suck. I'm like, well, that you're not gonna win. That is not a way to win over the audience.
That was actually me.
Wait, he said that on stage?
On stage. He was the third person to go
and
off,
he was just eating his dick?
Tight. Yeah, just eating his dick. He was, I mean, I don't want to shit on anybody, but
go ahead.
I don't think he was.
No one's listening. Don't worry about
it.
But yeah, so he was just shitting on the crowd, and then they got good, and I went up second to last, and honestly had a great, I crushed, a great set,
mm-hmm.
and didn't advance.
Who advanced from your group? Anyone we know?
No one I knew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Boston Comedy Festival.
Three Boston guys.
Anybody want to hear about the Hoboken Comedy Festival?
No.
I don't want to publicize Dan Frigolette anymore.
Shout out to Big Dan.
Also, we mentioned this on the podcast, but Reggie says Hoboken Hoboken.
Like a Hadouken.
Yeah, the Street Fighter character.
He says it like Geronimo.
What's up with you, Reggie?
Keep
that. Tighten it up a little better.
Can you tie it around his fat head?
It won't fit, yeah. How's life with you, Reggie?
Hey, man, I'm blessed,
And obviously a gay black man. I'm out here just living my life, doing my thing.
I don't when people judge me.
No, I'm good, man. Just trying to stay up, stay funny, get funnier. Improv is great, a little yes and here and there.
Yeah, Reggie.
That's right. You do UCB, right?
Yeah.
You got the improv.
What level are you at?
I'm still not level one.
He had three classes. He missed two of them. Does attendance count?
It's only 4 weeks in.
He's copying up people's homework.
Asking them for dollars.
Have you hit them up for money yet?
Yes.
Reggie asks everybody for money.
Oh no, yeah, Reggie.
Small amount.
Swipes. He does the swipes on the station.
God.
Yeah. How do you live with just fucking go to people?
No.
He lives with me.
You live with me, you fat fuck.
Dude, I would tell you what, I was the king of that household last night. Tell the boys what you walked in and heard.
Okay, yeah, sex with a tranny. All right.
Hey, points on the board.
You got laid last night?
Oh, dude, yeah. I was fucking.
What's his name?
Dan Frigolette.
No.
Not a bad looking kid. I love Dan.
I might have made out with a tranny.
Yeah,
That's a thing.
Tell us about what happened.
Might have.
Still up in the air. We don't have definitive proof.
When was
it?
It
wasn't a tranny.
Friday.
That picture that you sent the group?
Yeah.
He jerked them off. What do you
Let
mean?
Me see the she picture. Let me see the picture.
No phones. There's a no phone policy.
Well, I'm breaking the fucking law. I want to see this.
Oh.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she's hot. She's really hot.
How do you know she's a tranny then?
Well, I don't know. We were at dinner or we
Mustache,
were getting drinks.
Big balls.
We were getting drinks and she's like, she made a joke. Like, I used to be a guy.
What? That's not a joke. That's telling her she's a tranny.
Reggie would still make
I have a bit
Does
about
that matter,
this.
Though?
Please don't fucking write a bit about this.
I made out. With her, him.
Before or after?
After
him, she.
I think it's a joke. And then, so we were in a cab.
So how is the, how did she premise it? Were you like, what were you saying?
I honestly forget what we were talking about, but it was the joke she, yeah. The joke she
talking
made.
About, talking about NASCAR.
Athlete's foot and shit like that.
You get jock itch too? You want to make out?
Sure.
Kevin made out with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Hey, you good looking boy, Kevin. I'll tell you that, goddamn.
So wait, you went on a date with her?
Well, I met her down here at a, after a show. She just like approached me for a lighter, and then like she was.
He met her at Duplex.
Jesus, the gay bar.
He met her at an auto garage.
Yeah, for the 10 people that are listening to the show, Duplex is a famous gay bar down here in the Village.
So I really wanted to save this story for our podcast because I know I was going to get crushed and it would be fun.
This is going to be. You can do it again. Fuck it.
So what happened? So she came up. She's beautiful, and she came up to me and was like, "Hey, do you have a lighter?" And then I. I was like, what are you doing after this?
For a cigar. I want to light my stogie. I'm putting in a roof upstairs. You look like a cute guy. What's your name? What's your story there? Yeah, I'm from Brazil.
Yeah, she's Brazilian.
Fuck, yeah.
Half Brazilian, half Italian. And then I say that, and people are like, that's the number one place.
From Brazil?
Lives in Brazil, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, lived in Brazil. And everyone's like, that's the number one place for plastic.
Yeah, did you hooked up with a dude?
I don't know.
No, Thailand.
If he looked good enough, who cares really at this point?
Well, why should I say, okay, baby?
Does so she have shit? Fake vagina or not? You think?
I don't know. So the second time I met out with her again, and the second time before we were like finishing drinks, that's when she made the guy joke. But it didn't register because I thought it was a joke. So I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, I didn't think anything of it. Then we get in a cab, and we're making out in the cab, and it all hit me like a fucking train wreck in my head. I'm like, she said she was a fucking dude.
How drunk were you?
I mean, not drunk, and like I knew what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
Like enough to be like, I'm kissing a guy right now.
He's a psychopath about that shit anyway. Like, you know, germs and all that stuff. He doesn't drink out of my bottle.
Did she have like?
Oh, yeah. Well, who would drink out of your?
Yeah, you have fucking AIDS, Foley.
Oh my God! Jeez. I hope not.
Don't knock on the table. Don't knock on the table. All right, Jesus Christ.
You can hear
yeah.
that.
What hair gel do you use? The Ebola virus? What is that? It looks terrible.
You can pass that one over to Tommy on that one.
Who wrote that joke? The Ebola virus?
Jesus Christ. Quarantine this.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's fun. I kind of want the bomb there.
Give it time.
Oh, you'll get it.
Javon, what's going on with you?
Oh, well.
I didn't really want to know. Back to you.
Oh, well, man, I had lunch today.
I had a muffin.
I'm kidding, Chavo, and I'm going to pass it around to everybody, all right? Woo. Hosting duties here. That's what you do, Foley, all right?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, what? That's it?
No, I'll come back to you. Relax, Chavo, okay. And we'll talk about how your mom doesn't... Your mom really don't know you do comedy? She just found out?
I told my mom. Dad is another story.
I didn't know this. Your parents are therapists.
Yeah.
So this is why you're like you?
This and
is
also exactly retarded.
And the reason why his mom's a whore.
Shut up, Reggie.
Jesus Christ.
God. You can't do that on here?
No.
Start talking about Tommy's little pee-pee?
Yeah, Tommy's little wee-wee.
All right, go back to the...
So it all hit me. Him? So, yeah, I'm fingering his butt. And it all hit me in the cab. I was like, oh, fuck, this might be a dude. So... I got started panicking. I didn't stop making out with him or her. I might have pulled back, but so I was like, the only way I can find out is if I start rooting around, start reaching around.
Reach around?
Did you?
So she started rubbing my my dick through my pants. So I'm like, all right, well, this is wide open. Let me rub her.
She
dick
obviously
her pants.
Wait, you were sitting down while she was rubbing your dick?
Yeah.
She kept her
what was she supposed to do?
Oh, wait, were y'all in the cabin at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were
Kibby's
the
king of the make-out in the cab.
Oh, the cab. Oh, that's, you get, that's like a
office.
Motel 6 for me.
He makes his living in there.
I get Uber, I'm like, just drive around the block.
I feel like Kibby's...
Just keep driving. I got to make sure this ain't a dude.
I feel like Kibby's dick go all the way in when he's in a cab.
All the way
in. Going right back. I knew that was coming because he waited 3 times to fucking say it. No, this is definitely a bomb.
Hey, could she keep her wallet?
So
in the
wait,
back
so
how I start reaching.
So all right, you started reaching.
I start reaching, and she lets it. She allows. She opened up her legs. So I started over the pants. I start feeling around, and I didn't feel anything. So I was like, all
right, you go right in. What do you?
You didn't feel anything? Was she a Barbie doll?
No, I mean, I didn't feel a body.
She was a Ken doll.
Dude, so, you're the king of the doubles. You got to go underneath the panties. Start fingering her.
Jesus. All right, Foley, relax. You're 72 years of knowledge.
Yeah, this isn't fucking World War II.
Yeah, Jesus,
some
right?
fucking Czechoslovakian, bro.
Yeah, you can't just... right? There's
like,
laws
now. You're not rolling out of town in the next
some Japanese town
hours.
We just took over.
You want this loaf of bread, you got to work for it.
You ever had egg before?
And then how'd you leave it off?
So, we got out of the cab. She lives with her husband.
Yeah, tell him how you...
Oh, okay.
So, she...
The plot
thickens.
The plot thickens.
This is a twist in the plot here.
Yeah. She caught... The first night I met her, she told me, she's like, the other day I came home from... she quit her job. I was like, I'm out of here. Walked in, so she was supposed to be at work. She opens up the door to her apartment, and her husband is blowing a dude.
Ooh.
So okay. She's like, we're getting a divorce.
Good night, everybody.
And then I was like, well, I was like, I'll buy you a drink. And now looking back, she ordered Jameson on the rock.
What's the smokiest whiskey you got? She ordered a six pack of Bud Light.
Oh, that is fucking hilarious. You definitely hooked up with a dude.
I don't know. I'm supposed to meet up with her after this, so I'll let everybody know.
Oh, wow. You got to get me. I want to get involved in that group text. I need to know what the fuck
beautiful,
is going on.
Though, right?
She's really pretty.
Dude, look at Bailey J. That is the hottest chick you'll ever meet in your life. And that's a dude.
Yeah, but she's
the top, right?
He's got a unit right on him. She's got like a piece.
Fucking
still.
Beautiful.
One.
What are we still in college? Who's it's that? New York City, baby.
No, but this is what happened.
That's Bailey J.
It, man.
So I got
that's
out of the cab.
That's a guy. Yes, she is gorgeous. And
what,
you'll
is she a porn star?
Yeah.
Does she she has a peepee? Or?
She has a fucking bigger unit than you, that Siobhan.
She's got a big old
go on.
Wait, she's still got a peepee?
Yeah.
Yeah, Reggie.
A fucking unit.
What do you make that face for? What's wrong with you? It's 2014.
What? I can't say pee-pee and make a face?
now we are
supposed
college.
To be normal when I say that?
Make a pee-pee?
Yeah. Yeah. She has a dick, and she's fucking so hot.
Okay. Would you fuck her?
I might. I don't know. I let her blow me.
Reggie's face. You just seen Reggie's face.
Dude. Even with the... With
nah, I wouldn't fuck her, but I let her blow me.
Oh. Okay.
Yikes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, dude. When you first time I blow him.
Yeah. Hey man, it's the 90s. I don't give a shit.
First time I met her, Bobby goes to me. He's like, dude, she's hot. And I'm like, dude, come on, she's a fucking guy. I'm not gonna be attracted. She goes, you're gonna fucking be attracted to her. And I met her, and I was like, oh my god, you're fucking really hot. She smells like a dude. Smells like a chick.
Oh, I'm chopping up over here.
Just what I like. She is old gorgeous.
Yeah.
What's up, Depot?
I'm with you, Scott. I'm with you on, I think she's attractive too.
And oh no, she's beautiful.
Yeah, and I tried taking that stance with my friends. I was trying to explain it to it, like from my, you know, friend outside of comedy. And
that one guy you know.
Right. Yeah. At the 4 p.m. mic. Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to these guys, Depot.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Everybody's shitting on everybody.
Yeah, fuck yourself,
fucking Father Foley over here.
I think you're a good guy.
I know. We go way back.
He wants to be the new intern, that's why.
Yeah. You guys want some waters, huh? Who wants coffee?
No, what I was trying to say was that I tried to take the stance like, oh, yeah, it's a beautiful tranny, and everyone just... I didn't defend myself well, and everyone thinks I'm.
Do you know? You know what? No, they haven't met her. I thought the same thing. I was like, "There's no way I'm gonna be attracted to her." And I met her, and I was like, "Oh my god, you're."
No, I get it.
Right.
I'm
sure I
was. I mean, I was a dude on Friday, baby. If anybody gets it, it's
Tommy.
Me.
Tommy, Kevin knows. I fucked up Kippy right there. Sorry about
that. It's
all that. Right. Man, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can fuck a trainee.
She wouldn't
like,
fuck you.
Really?
Don't worry.
Oh, she would fuck you with that Rihanna haircut. Stupid fat
Ella.
Come on, rude boy, would you get it up?
Oh, that was
is that a Rihanna
hilarious.
Song?
Yeah.
Really? That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm like, man.
You were complimenting yourself on knowing a Rihanna song?
Yeah.
Tommy, you're quiet today. What's up with you, buddy?
No, baby. I'm just letting it go around.
How's the job going?
I don't have a job.
Not anymore? Well, I heard about that in the podcast. I was like, they're going under?
Yeah, I'm out here on my own, you know.
Oh,
trying floating to figure
loose.
It all out.
Tommy
maybe.
Works for no man.
I can't believe your
you
dad
got
that
construction
that
hat on.
Oh, but this is funny.
Yeah. So it's like a hunter.
Stop talking over you.
Fuck yeah, I know. Jesus. Have you guys been on a podcast before?
No,
not a good one.
So
that was a fucking good one.
This week on our podcast, I talked about how I lost my job and how I might let Foley move in with me in January. So I get a call from my dad the minute he gets off the podcast, and he's like, "Listen. Do you need any money? And don't move in with Foley."
Fucking backstabbing son of a
dude. They big, know you. You're fucking
big the same age. I went to college with him.
Dude, when Foley and my dad talk, they are like two Vietnam vets together.
That's hilarious.
Why does the dad have a problem with Foley?
He doesn't have a problem with him. He just knows that I shouldn't live with him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have some.
Well, well, why not? Sober guy, issues. Fun guy.
Sober. Sober. Not sober. No.
I thought you were a sober guy.
No
sober.
Way.
Yeah, just because he's boring doesn't mean he's sober.
I'm all juiced up right now.
Just because he dresses like he's in AA doesn't mean he is.
Really? Do I dress like that's pretty
that fucking pool table covered jacket you got on.
Yeah, it looks like the Fonz.
My name's Foley, and like I'm an alcoholic.
It's like the weed dealer down at the bowling alley.
Who gets high on the fucking shoe spray.
But Tommy's in the league. Look at him.
But I like not having a job. It's fun.
Yeah, right there with you, buddy. It's amazing.
Me and Javon were out last night until 7 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh. Oh, let's talk o'clock. About it. Let's
chatting
go.
Up a couple of broads.
Oh, ooh. A couple of Cleveland fives.
That's not true.
That's right in Javon's wheelhouse.
A couple of Cleveland fives.
Fives
hey,
and Ferguson
I'm a New York
nine.
Comedian.
But that's not true. The girl that I was talking to was beautiful. And, yeah. She's
what
the
about
one.
The girl he was talking to?
She had a good personality.
Battle
pig.
Come on, her personality.
She was all right. She had
battle pig.
Where were you guys last night?
We had our show at the Laughing Devil Comedy Club, which we do every month.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the invite for that. I told a spot
you
on there.
I told you to come.
Yeah, you called me to come, not do a spot, but
hey,
it's cool.
We got, you. We got you coming up, baby.
Yeah.
I've been trying. It's these guys. But
oh, it's just like a pussy to put it all on us.
I'm kidding. Shut up, Suge Knight. Over there with your fucking
he's going to be dangling Chavon out of the window.
Yeah. Suge Knight? What Death are you row. Talking about? I don't think Suge Knight at all.
Yeah, right, he's up. More of a biggie. He would be a biggie, I think.
If anything, am it's I? Sugar night, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Diabetes night. Type 2 diabetes
I like
night?
I like
it. All right, so how is it? Oh, that's right. You have a great one once a month show at Laughing Devil. Promote that. It's,
No one said it was great. Hold on a second.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
The next one's
Deepo,
December 11th.
You're breaking my heart.
For all the people listening, all nine of you, come on out.
Oh, yeah.
But so me and Siobhan were out at the bar. Whew, we start chatting up these two lovely ladies. But uh-huh. They're with a third girl, right? And the third girl is talking to these two British Marines.
Right, British commandos.
And dude, these guys are, like, the one guy, good-looking as shit, he looks like James Bond from the 50s.
Yeah, he's Daniel Craig.
Like, he would, like, beat the shit out of a chick. And then the other kid was, like, Weapon X.
Hugh Jackman.
He was just so silent, and, like, he just wanted to fight somebody at any moment.
He was shooting me daggers.
Pretty scared.
So they came to the show?
No. Oh. We just met these ladies.
That's why he had a shot.
At the bar.
Yeah.
I like the Depot. Good job.
Yeah.
I fucking liked it.
Snuck it in under the radar. Oh.
I like it.
Oh.
So,
just like my winger.
He was asking you a lot of questions, Siobhan. Did you feel nervous about that guy asking you a lot of questions?
When he
night?
Found out we were comedians, he wanted to kill us because he apparently has killed in the past. All right.
Okay, cool story.
No, you can't get the bomb by then for just being terrible. So.
You have to attempt to make a joke. Yeah. All
right. This does not compute. When he found out we were comedians, we were in big trouble. We grabbed our beers and got out of there.
Well, I'm glad I set you up on that one.
So yeah. How are you out till 7 in the morning?
We went to the diner afterwards. We were at the bar until 4. We went to the diner. It takes me like 45 minutes to get home. I got home around
8:30. Did you hook up last night? What's going on?
We made out a little bit, you know. She's a
you
classy
and
girl.
Had a little kiss.
Cat Daddy Cassidy, I'm surprised. Cat Daddy cleans up.
I'm trying.
You're trying
Tom
man.
Cassidy does clean up.
Clean.
He has a
he's
way
not anymore,
with the women.
I'm not afraid anymore.
He's not afraid anymore. I can see it in his eyes. Dude, I just give a fuck.
He's never been. He's been
Cat
our ace
Daddy,
since Jump Street.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Do okay with the ladies.
Kippy does good with the guys. It all balances.
Do
out.
Great with the guys.
You do good. You do great with the haircuts.
You do.
It was terrible, but I liked it. I don't know.
Thanks, radio.
Radio. Mushmouth.
Fat Albert and Mushmouth together.
So yeah. So how was the show last night?
Show was popping, man. It was great.
How many did you get packed house?
Don't say popping again.
Packed it out. It was
popping.
It was for shizzle.
Not quite packed out full, but it was very good. There was
for nice, Thursday night at 11 Devil.
It was a good turnout. It was good. Raining cold, but we had a good audience.
Siobhan went first. Go ahead.
Siobhan went first.
Siobhan did he go
not,
first?
No, he went. We put him third, actually.
Ooh,
third, yeah.
Moving up.
We tucked him away. I like it.
Cool. Yeah.
It's our little robot in the cupboard.
Siobhan does great. He's been murdering. He's done.
I haven't seen him in ages. So
yeah, he does great.
Depot.
I'm sure
me.
Like the before and after hey. Is going to be a huge for me.
Strap yourself in.
He's been digging out of the lantern for the last 14 months. I mean, he's getting strong.
Hey, Reggie hosted
on the sidewalk
show
right?
last night.
Yeah. Oh, you got, oh, so Reggie hosted last night?
Yeah.
Brutal.
Woo!
Woo, man.
What's your approach? What do you do?
Be funny.
It. I don't think you can call it that.
No, blow it.
Mumbling?
He had simple instructions. Go up, let them know what's going on. Tell them that, hey, guys, this is for our podcast, the Center City Comedy Show. This is Center City Comedy Live Show. We want to thank everybody for coming.
Why are you doing announcements now?
Reggie goes up there, and he's like, hey, what's up? We do a podcast. This is the podcast show. It's me and four white guys. We got microphones and we got headphones. And we got cell phones and oh man.
Yeah, you can't. Reggie's not good with directions. Oh, I realize that.
Oh, not at all, man. Especially when they're fucking beating it over. Do this, do that, and then I'm like, yeah.
We told you once, simply how to fucking play.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, he didn't all that shit at the end of the show where you was like, say this and say that.
Say
like,
hey, come out and get a picture with this. Thanks for coming. Listen to the podcast. Come back next month.
Yeah, that is rocket science.
What are you talking about? Get a monkey to do it.
Well, it's more than eight words.
Reggie's a perpetual 10th grader. That's what he is, basically. He just like, we're all his teachers, and he just acts.
See?
Exactly. 10th grade, this dick.
Yeah. He's over there like
I definitely
this.
Just went straight to that. I didn't even notice. Yeah.
I know you are, but what am I?
Who was the special guest last night? You had Monroe on the month before. Who was last night?
Last night we had Adia, and we had
Robinson.
Adia Robinson.
Chris Cotton.
And Mike Cross was on the
quite
show.
Quite a drop-off. Oh, that's a huge job. Mike Cross is on the show. All right, cool, guys. Let's see how it is. Don't worry about it.
Cross is doing
understand
great.
It. It's fine. Cool. See how it is.
I want you on tomorrow, baby.
Tommy.
All day.
To be fair, we don't have a show tomorrow.
But if we did.
Put Depot on first.
I'll do it. I'm a great setup guy, so fucking bring it.
I like it.
I'm way too cocky. I can tell right now. I should probably dial it back.
You know why Deepu hasn't...
Like a young chick trying to prove that she's old.
Yeah. Deepu hasn't got fucking hounded on the podcast yet. Like, he's only been on the show with Dan, and then, like, Dan was off, and then Joe was on, and Lewis. He's never got all three of them at once, where it's just constant fucking... Boom, 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 boom.
They're
then he'll
though.
Go down. What's up?
They're still learning.
No, Dan's got a voice for him already. It's killer. Yeah.
Wow. It's basically Dalsim from Street Fighter. But you know what it also is? I'm not giving anyone any openings. I'm not really... like, they know you're dumb, right? So they kind of go after you. But they don't really know anything about me, right?
All right,
they don't
so
know.
Tell us something you're about
yourself. Yeah, Deepu, tell us about your life.
I'll give you a couple of openings. I'm a son of a doctor. I'm a son of a rich... so you can call me Richie Rich. You can go after that angle, right?
Son of a doctor?
Yeah.
Where
can
was
get
he
some
a doctor?
Pills?
No, he doesn't do like he's not a Long Island doctor. He doesn't just peddle pills.
Where was he a doctor, Deepu?
In New York State, in Brooklyn.
Where did he grow up?
In
Persia?
New Delhi, in India.
Oh, yikes.
So where's he a busboy?
He worked there.
He's working as a waiter.
Washington Square Diner. He's there right now, actually.
I know that guy. I know. He's great.
Yeah.
You want philosophy?
Your
dad's not a doctor anymore.
No, he is. The diner thing was a joke, Scopo.
No, you said he was. That's why. You said that before.
Oh,
you said he was a doctor.
Now he's in prison for killing
someone. Oh, that was me. Yeah, that was me trying to get out of the fact that my dad is still a doctor. I made it.
Was it? What is he a doctor of?
He's a radiologist.
Oh shit!
Oh, he's a radio.
Yeah.
Radio.
Reggie's like, he's a doctor of radio.
Yo, I got this tape player that work.
With the cassettes.
What does your mom do?
You like Chip a Sam?
She works in real estate.
Real estate. Oh, so Deepu's fucking rich.
Yeah, you grew
that's
up
what it really
kid?
Is.
Where'd you grow up?
Staten Island.
Yikes.
Not like a rich area, but we were pretty
well
off.
So you don't work?
No, I don't. I live at home with them.
Damn,
really?
See, exactly. Now,
I live at home myself.
7-Eleven. Fucked up.
Yeah.
How old are you, Deepu?
25. Almost 26.
Yeah, cool. Me too.
20 years ago.
Wait, 90s. Scobo, you don't
I
work
didn't
either.
Start comedy. I was 33. Oh. What do you want from me?
It shows.
Scopo's in there.
Yeah.
Scopo's
trying
all
slouch. Trying to be the
new tricks, huh? Yeah.
Look at Scopo sitting back in his chair.
I know. I really got the fucking lean going on today.
It's nice.
So, Savon, what's going on with you?
Oh, not too much.
Good to know. All right. I love
Christ.
It. Come on, Siobhan. Tell us about your family, how your mom is. I won't say because it's
huge.
Your mom. That's
how rich are your parents?
My parents aren't that rich. They
his dad works at Burger King.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, growing up, we had a lot.
They're therapists in fucking Virginia. What do you mean?
Growing up, we had a lot
of
KFC.
Two patients are a dog and a goat.
Hey, those are
the goat's
quality guys.
Up.
Hey, there's some privilege there. You can't tell the goat things. It's got to be confidential. What? What stays with... What the goat says to my mom.
Siobhan's losing it right now.
Woo. This thing in my face, Jesus. I feel like I'm in a Japanese porn.
It's professional, all right? Yeah.
You ever have one of them in your mouth before?
You speak it to the what every single night on Mike Cross's show. So, yeah, so. That he's on your show, so thank you.
The most recent thing about me, last week I slept with a girl with big, bushy eyebrows.
Oh, Kevin? Oh, nice.
Wait, I told you I was being a tranny.
Huge dick.
Big bushy huge eyebrows. Dick. How was the puss?
Well, you know, she was bossy and she
unkept.
She told me what
to do. Yeah, I was going to say, is the puss like unkept?
Wait,
no, the puss was fine.
Do?
The eyebrows were big. Hmm. Yeah.
What'd she tell you to do? Get out?
I don't know. She told me to use
nothing
like,
on that.
Get out.
That's what you should do.
$5.
Oh. Good
night, gentlemen. I'm trying here. You're pussing that one. No one left.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on? Just thought,
yeah, don't tie the bandana because it's going to be moving around a lot today, so. It slows down.
Wait, how long are we here?
I have yet to. have it, this is and I'm happy.
We're doing a 24-hour podcast, dummy. You didn't know that?
Yeah, shut fatty.
It was in the email.
Chips will be here in a minute. Don't worry. we didn't take a shit.
We didn't get an email. We just got a shitty group text.
Why is that shitty?
Did you get mad at me for not responding today?
No. I honestly knew you weren't going to respond. That's why is everyone coming today?
He hasn't paid his
bill. Okay.
I knew you weren't going to respond anyway. They're why I confirmed with him. I'm like, are you good?
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't think that you're making any decisions or anything like that. You're in the back seat.
Shut up. That's all I got.
Deepu, what's going on in the chat room right here? Who's talking here?
Yeah, how's things on ISIS TV? We got nothing. We got zero of the boys there.
Somebody just threw their computer out the window listening to shit.
Strawberry Sucker says the black dude sounds like Patrice.
Ooh, all right.
That laugh.
Sounds dead. What's
they're saying? Your laugh.
God forgive me.
That's his hat, by the way. He wore on the fucking special.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, that's
fucking killer. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that take really a picture cool. of that. Can I take a picture of that?
That better be bolted down or Reggie's fucking walking with that thing.
Yeah, I'll stab steal. Reggie if he takes that.
I wouldn't.
What else you got
that.
Going on in the chat room?
They're just talking amongst themselves. It's not much there.
They really they're fighting amongst themselves?
Not fighting. They're pretty. They're just talking about how good the video looks.
So all right, Deepu.
Compliments about
all
me.
Right, all right. Oh, here we go.
Deepu,
fucking
big round. Yeah.
Throwing it up there.
Doing something.
Thank you.
It's at 420p.
That's the most reimbursement I've gotten on this podcast so far.
Reimbursement?
Yeah.
I've been doing this podcast.
A couple of claps from Foley. That's about it.
Oh, good kid, you're right.
I fucking like know. Hold on, fuck you. I tweeted you out the other day.
You know what? You're right. You have been good to me. You've been sending a lot of Twitter people my way.
Yeah.
And
this guy wants to attack me. That's all he wants to do.
Y'all gonna go at it before it's all said and done.
Nah, I like Deepu.
We
He's a good guy.
You guys are like an old married couple.
But
you know,
they're not together as much as we are, though. Like, we fight because you're fucking annoying. For, like, 5 days.
No, we fight because you steal my chains and shit like that.
Yeah.
And listen in the door while I'm getting hot pussy. I made a girl squirt last night for the first time.
Whoa!
Which is ironic because she looks like Aunt Jemima.
That was syrup.
She was just throwing up. When it comes out of her mouth, it doesn't count.
It was a discharge.
It's funny because she was like, oh, I ruined your bed. I was like, no, you ruined Adam's bed. I'm moving out in a month.
Oh, shit. You are disgusting old man. Disgusting, pathetic old man.
This fucking dummy. We live in the same place. We leave the show. He thought that I was going to catch the train and not get in the cab.
Yeah, because she's like, I'll pay for a cab back to the house. I'm like, let's go. And this motherfucker.
He appears out of nowhere.
I wanted to get some hot cab action.
That's what he does.
That's fucked up. You go to the same place.
We were making out in the back of the cabin. It was dead silent. And I hear Reggie go to the driver. Yo, man, you put some music on or something? I
don't know if
it was lip smacking back there.
Because it sounded like two mooses was back there.
Like two mooses.
Two moose?
Dum dum.
Two Pacific Rim monsters. Fighting one another.
This asshole didn't want me to catch a key.
That's fucked up. That's no. You're going to the same place. You know you're going to bang it. Yeah, you're going to the same place.
You can take
that's
the
fucked up.
Train.
Hey,
you have a moment with her in the game.
You're not good. You're not good with girls.
You fucking dump one of us in the last chopper.
No, but I wouldn't go. But you already.
All right. Stop fucking talking over each other.
Did Reggie give any money to the cab?
Fuck no.
Dude, Reggie,
she going to my house.
Let's get this shit straight.
You gonna sleep outside, bitch? I got the key.
Who gonna pay for the lights? Who gonna cut the lights on?
Use my toilet. $5 right there.
So where'd you meet this girl?
On fucking
Tinder.
Yeah.
Really? So did she come to the show last night?
Yeah.
She saw your set?
Stop. Yeah, of course.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm just saying. No, I thought that you fucking.
She thought he was a lesbian.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's like, wow, your strap-on's really good.
Yeah. So You fuck. She brought her. You brought her the show.
It wasn't the first. It wasn't the first time I hooked up with her.
Oh, okay.
And I can understand if it was his first time hooking up with her.
Nah, still fuck that. It's the first time you go. You get in a cab ride home. Nah, fuck that.
Can you? And it was raining and cold.
Can we talk about the juggling that went on?
Yeah, I packed that place with different Tinder bras just to get people in there. Just
you do.
Uh-huh.
That's a fucking actually good idea.
And he had them all buy him a drink, too. He was getting loaded off of Tinder bras.
Oh, I can't wait till someone stabs him in the neck.
Classic scumbag
move. I get whacked like Sonny and fucking
scumming it.
How is that a scumbag move?
So how do you... Hold on. At the end of the show, how do you maneuver it? So they do they all know each other, though?
Last night was a little dicey because my ex-girlfriend was there, too.
Oh.
So how do you maneuver that one?
We were all jumping in and out. Like I was talking to one because he was sweating. He started to sweat.
But at the end of the show, you kind of like go outside. You'd say hi to everybody. How'd you maneuver that?
At the end of the show, I was expecting my ex girlfriend and the group that she was with just to like bounce, but they all hung out at the bar, and you know how small that club is. And then the fucking Tinder broad was like, "Oh, I'm gonna stay too and chill out." I'm like, "Oh, great, cool."
And she was at the bar staring at like she wanted him to, but he was trying to work the room and go around. So I went over and talked to her for a minute. I probably could have fucked, but I had left.
And, Jesus, I actually worried about that when I left this morning. I was like. Like she's gonna go into Reggie's room and fucking
wait. She stayed at the place.
Get some black wee wee.
Get some black wee wee.
She stayed at your place.
He left and she stayed there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Did she steal anything?
No, that's good to leave steal the cleaning lady there. She clean up the place.
She makes like a six-figure salary. She's not stealing.
And she's going out with you.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to tell you.
She came with her own pancake mix.
Hey, people who make money have low self-esteem too, guys.
Fuck, I'm glad I didn't go in there this morning.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you.
You look like a retarded Rogers right now, Cassidy. The fucking.
So you have all the. How many chicks did you have last night?
One.
Just two.
Just
last
two.
Night, just two.
Oh, okay.
Most I've had, I think, was three. I had three there. That was.
Oh, I remember that one.
A dicey situation. Yes.
That all tipped the scale at a combined 4,000 pounds.
They weighed 1 ton that combined.
Nah, they're pretty weak.
So don't they get pissed? Jesus Christ!
Wait, so don't they get pissed that they're like they're all there?
They don't fucking know. What are you nuts?
Oh, are you working at like Charlie Sheen?
Yeah,
they knew.
Jesus Christ, Deepu, did you ever kiss a girl? What the fuck? Holy shit!
No, tell me what it's
like. Against his religion.
These are all,
so
also women who have agreed to let Foley enter them.
Yeah, they're not the smartest.
It's not true. You're not getting any rocket sciences.
The one swallowed a nickel last night. Had to get rushed to the hospital.
But to be a G.I. Joe.
To be fair, we mistook her for a Queen star. Fuck you guys.
Go ahead, Reggie.
Hey, Foley was so happy.
I want to make a joke that bombs just so I have the bomb down.
I wanted it at the end. Yeah, I didn't
want it
at
some point.
I didn't want it no more after I got it. I was like, all right, I got it now. I don't want somebody else to bomb.
Cool
but no,
story.
Foley was really excited. He got some puss last night. He came out the room naked.
Shaking it around.
That's what daddy do. It's
gross. You said that?
He was sitting on the end of his bed like a little kid hearing thunder and lightning for the first time.
Did you rub one out to it?
No, hell ill to this.
No. Oh, you should see her. Gross.
She's, oh, really? She's like one of my aunts.
She's beautiful. What are you talking about?
It's like my Aunt Deb.
Aunt Deb Foley, baby.
She looks like an extra in The Help.
Reggie, go in there and cut that oven off. I think
baby. I leave my curlers on. No, she's beautiful, man. I love
her.
She looks like the water boy for the WNBA.
There it is. You got it.
All right, there
you got it.
Is.
Okay, can you go in the fridge and give me a Coke, please? That would be. We have no interns. We have interns, but they're all fucking working.
Can
here.
I have one of these?
Yeah, they're hosting. Yeah,
wait, can I have one too?
Yeah. Yeah, set us all up.
Slow down, buddy. We're in the Riotcast studios right now.
Shut up, Stinky.
Regular. I don't fucking do no Coke Zero.
Damn, we need to get a
regular.
Show.
Regular.
All this glory there at the end of this.
This is great.
No, listen, hey, I like this. I knew you guys were going to be fun. You guys
look good. You fit.
I know who I fucking invited here to come to? Pavone. He said no.
No?
Yeah. I was like, you little fuck.
Canadians?
Pavone got lice anyway. I don't think he looks like
he's got. No, he's got. What's up with him?
That wasn't funny.
He's so hyper sometimes, and I'm like, dude, I can't take you right now. You're too fucking hyper.
I'll say this: I love Pavone.
Yeah,
I love Pavone too.
I think he's a good kid.
Hilarious.
Pavone, couple of pies on.
He's a good shit.
He's actually the only one who has actual representation.
Yeah,
really.
Representation, I should say. Yes.
I have a manager in my office.
Assistant manager.
Got an HR manager, department manager. Whatever
Kevin,
you need, I got him.
Booked you in a 5-minute smoke break last night.
Bombed.
It wasn't good?
All right. So we were. Foley's hooking up with fucking fatties. Kevin's hooking up with trannies.
Yeah, we're winning, baby.
Reggie, you're jerking off to fatties.
Oh, yeah, Reggie does pretty good, too.
Reggie does well.
I've slowed down.
Better than you think.
Reggie fucks raw, though, so.
Yeah, Reggie, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Jeez. Reggie fucks in 206 basements. Bathrooms, I should say.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Stella still fucking hates you for that.
The Eastern European bartender.
Hey, Reggie, why did you do this?
I don't
like your friend Reggie.
I'll never forget, she goes to me. We're doing a show one time, and she goes, When the blacks come on, you must lower mic. They too loud.
Holy shit.
She said that?
I've been saying it for years.
when he got his dick sucked, she was like, tell your friend to get a room. I don't want that in here.
She was pissed. Oh,
yeah, you fucking in a bathroom. Yeah, of course she's going to be pissed.
It was only fucked up because I went into the female's bathroom. If I went into the guy's bathroom.
You would not have fit with that girl into the men's bathroom.
Oh, that
been sitting on the urinal. Like a Mexican prison bathroom. That.
How many white girls have you banged, Reggie?
She was a deuce and a quarter.
Only like four or five.
How many upset white fathers are there?
That would hurt. That would break my heart.
Some guy in a strip club with a gun in his mouth.
Yo, Reggie, remember that one time there was a girl, I brought a girl to 206 and she was a white girl and she said she liked hooking up with black dudes and you were like, that's disgusting.
Nasty bitch. Now suck my dick.
I like I like girls that don't like me. Like, I like...
all of them?
I love that.
Man, the girls that don't like me, don't you like that? Like, a girl that doesn't like you at first, but then you got to kind of, you know...
You got to win her out. You gotta
what about that one chick you were hooking up with, the horse face killer? What about her?
Oh, yeah.
Scott Sharp?
Shannon Sharp. Sharp. We've got a lot of names for Reggie's
this chick could have flossed with a jump rope. Jesus Christ. Take the Lincoln Tunnel from one tooth to the other. Holy shit. God damn.
She's rocking the stray hand gap?
She could just slide a hot dog in with her mouth closed. Holy shit.
Yeah, she was beat. That was my first girl I ever met offline.
And she had those glasses. She looked like the old guy from Up. She was brutal.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
He was on a roll. He was on a roll. Yeah, he was on a roll.
That joke went down.
It was like one too many tags when you do a joke. Yeah, that's what it was.
Did it go down? Why don't you put the cones up? You look like a fucking construction worker on the highway with that hat on.
Now you can have it. Yeah, now you can have it. Yeah.
Air traffic controller.
Yeah. Plane guys.
You're coming in too low, sir.
Reggie's never been on a plane.
Yes, I have.
Have you been on a plane?
Yeah.
A Greyhound bumping a stop doesn't count.
A Greyhound going fast over a speed bump doesn't count.
Shit. Thanks, Kippy.
What time the Chinese megabus fucking flipped the rail?
Hey, tie that on there. But no, that girl was the first girl I met offline when I moved here.
Online, you mean, right?
Yeah, online, whatever. That's what they do. They correct me off.
Because you're stupid. They have to.
I met her in line.
Yeah, you're terrible with words. Yeah.
Met her in line at the welfare office.
But you know what's up? Every time I see Reggie, I fucking smile. I don't know why.
He's got a likability. He's
yeah.
Likeable idiot.
Yeah.
But hey.
You're like a Monroe, just not funny. No, I'll take that.
And fat.
Yeah. Come on, give me that.
Damn.
That's tried. And sorry.
Is there a suit you can make out of this?
And has a dad.
They didn't make a bomb shirt.
That coat just says bomb on the back. Big 8-ball.
Oh, that dude.
Oh, I talked about that today. Yeah, he got off. He got off.
Of course he should
have. I got off watching that, too.
I would have loved to have punched that chick right in the fucking
face. No one picked up on it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, she was fucking annoying. What was
she
say? How did the whole thing start?
I don't know how it started, but I just heard them making fun of his jacket.
Yeah, that's how it started. Yeah.
But
she had to do something had to happen before that.
On the subway.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Dude,
five-minute delay.
The shit out of her.
Dude, when black girls go off, man, look out.
But she had it coming. Deep. She bit her tongue. That's what pissed me off when I watched it. She went like, and then she hit him, and he slapped the shit out. You see the ones they remix? Like, he slapped her, and the Sonic rings came out?
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't see that, really.
They are fucking great online. And then it was one where he slapped her, and it paused. And then, like, a soul came out. Like, her image came out.
That slap was so serious, he really did slap the soul out of her.
That's the best description. It was like, I saw it, like, post, like, four times before I finally clicked.
Yeah.
I was like, slap the soul. I'm like, all right, I finally got it. I was like, oh, fuck, he slapped the shit out of
her. The best was she...
He fucked that dude up, too. The guy that... Like,
the guy was, like, 6'7". Yeah, he was huge.
Jacking that guy up.
He was.
I don't understand. Why did those guys jump in to beat the guy up? Were they friends with her?
They probably just seen him get slapped and
dude,
jumped
she
down.
Was
I don't know.
Walking on the subway car fucking ranting.
You know the funniest part was? Dancing. You watch that? Once the slap happens, you see every white person just jet every fucking flat. Yeah.
That's my stop.
Like, they knew. White people know that shit happened. Just get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
I was there. I was
7th
like,
Avenue? Close enough. That's the F train. That's
I would have been there phoned
yeah, they
out.
In the West 4th
yeah. No, it was West. Because the next stop, he said next stop, West 4th Street. Yeah, yeah.
It was like 4:20 in the morning.
I'd have been under the bench.
Leave that shit close to Coney Island. Don't bring that to Manhattan.
I would have been there.
You're right, Tommy.
Out rolling.
Yeah, you would.
No, but that shit. What? She totally deserved it. I tweeted. It was something. It's called Global Grind, and they got like over 70 something followers, and they retweeted me.
Over 70 followers.
That's a lot of followers. 70. Yeah.
Seven, whatever.
Oh man, these
how many followers? Right?
Smoke's listen, coming
Reggie,
out of his ears.
Listen, Reggie, if they have 70 followers,
no, not 70.
And Siobhan has 1,500. Shut up. How many followers? All right,
look.
They both
anyway,
have
they retweeted what I said, and my tweet ended up in an article that somebody wrote on the internet. So I had a lot of. You seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of like people that seen it and was responding to me, but I started to ignore them after a while because it was people trying to take up for the girl. I was like, I don't hear.
Oh,
that
so they
shit.
Tweeted at
really?
You saying shit to you?
Yeah, like what some of saying? The tweets, just like she's still a woman and blah blah blah.
Come
and
on,
just like dude, I ignored half of them.
Now you slapped that bitch.
Hitting women
did she hit him with
at
a
all.
Fucking shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he was bleeding.
The best was she's like she said how she wore Steve Madden like that was the fucking big that was the greatest thing
like,
in the world.
It's like 1993, sweetheart.
Steve Madden ain't shit. There's that Wolf of Wall Street right now. That, yeah. So I love that video. That video was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's not
one of the greatest. Definitely one of the greatest fight videos I've seen in a subway in a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was a good one. You get a couple a year, a couple of good subway
dude,
fight
I
videos
love watching
a year.
The fight videos, like in the public fight videos online, they're great.
Now, how
did you see the one where the kid died in the locker room?
Jesus.
No, dude, we're not going that hard.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
On Facebook.
Way to bring it down.
On Facebook, like after a certain time, I just go through Facebook, and it was this one where kid accidentally dies, and he's the one that started the fight, and he was trying to be funny and make his friends laugh, jump at this guy, so the guy snapped, and he grabbed him from the back and slammed him on his head.
Jesus.
And he snapped his neck, and his friends were like, get up. Then they all realized he was dead, and they all said, and the camera was still rolling. It was great.
Cool story.
You can't get a bomb on Dana for the story, but you should have. I'm not going to lie.
Did you kill a puppy after you watched that?
Hey, thanks.
Fucking
Sean.
Beheading videos over here. They're hilarious. Jesus Christ, Reggie.
Yeah, the what else came out? Oh, did you see the girl who fake drunk? She was fake being drunk in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, and they had guys go up to her and like,
hey baby, let's go back to my place.
Yeah, dude, but it was fake. But it, they said they went to
my first TV credit.
They went to the guys and were like, "Hey, just do me a solid. We're doing a sketch here. Pretend like you want to bring this girl back to your place, whatever." And then they did that and they put this video out like guys are scumbags and this is all they're
what
doing.
The fuck. Because I was gonna say you wouldn't need to tell guys that because guys are you know.
That's no, dude, she was hammered.
That'd be my
first
move.
She pretended to be hammered in the middle of the day. No one's really that, and she's fucking smoking hot.
Oh, it was like, during the day, that's weird, because you know everybody else is sober.
Yeah, smoking hot, just a fucking 10 in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard.
There's just guys walking up to her, trying to talk to her?
They're, so they're like, she's like,
but
hey,
they set the guys up.
Hey, I'm so drunk, do you know where the bus is? And the guys are like, oh, yeah, I got a bus. I know where this bus is over here. Why don't you come to my place?
I
got a bus
to my house and shit like that. But they make it seem like it's fucking really happening, so all these guys are being accused of being rapists.
Yeah, I talked about some Lewis's podcast today. One of the guys is he does drums on Hollywood Boulevard, and now he's getting like fucking death threats by people saying you're a rapist. This is terrible what you did. One guy posted on his Facebook wall that this was a joke. This was a sketch. He's getting death threats now.
Jesus.
So I hope they fucking sue the company. They should.
That's fucking bullshit.
That's because they didn't blur anyone's face out.
It's fucked up.
So it sucks.
Hey, that's what happens when bitches be drunk, son. You gotta try to get in there. You know?
Jesus.
Gotta kind of, you know.
Reggie Conquest is no way affiliated with comedy.
Or Riotcast.
Andrew Chavon Incorporated.
Hey.
Tom Cassidy Lingerie or
Kippy LLC.
Kevin Ryan's Eyebrows. Hey. Or any of its subsidiaries.
How about those Kim K picks, though?
Oh,
fuck her.
Reggie.
Fuck that. I'll tell you what's hot. What? First of all, what's her name?
Chelsea Handler?
Dude, her titty picture on that horse. Her
I fuck Chelsea
amazing.
Handler.
And her picture with her ass is even hotter because she has her panties down.
Oh, yeah.
She's all sexy.
Wait, so
Kim K's ass is fucking creepy.
Dude, the way he's saying that's like my dad's telling me it. You know?
It's so fucking weird. It's so weird.
I can't be sexual.
I saw her in a nudie magazine, too.
Saw in a stag film, huh? Not too bad, huh?
Not with a fucking lesbian haircut you got going on.
Yeah.
You don't like Kim K's ass?
It's no. fake. No, she's yeah. gross.
It looks like it made she's out of gross. Clay.
What does she grow? How's she grow?
She's she's a disgusting human being.
And what are you? What are you?
I'm a disgusting human being. That's why the devil knows his own.
No. What? You think she's disgusting too?
I mean, of course.
Shut
think
up.
She's hot.
Deepo.
But I don't think the body is real.
Deepo, yeah.
I think
let's
she's
go to
perfect.
The...
She's
what?
Fucking
her
yeah.
that ass is all fake. It's all fucking collagen.
So is yours.
So is mine.
Oh, mine's real, baby. Mine's all cheeseburger.
Dollar menu.
I work
all Angus beef.
That ass is fake. If she dropped naked in front of you, you would fucking drop of a hat.
I would, oh, yeah. I would nut in 2 seconds. I wouldn't know what to do with it. Yeah.
Shut up.
Come on. She looked good. I'm not going to lie.
Have you seen... Did you see the booby pic of her?
The booby pic?
You're getting that for fucking that, honestly.
Was that the first
going to question?
Was that
the first
pair
bandana?
You saw?
Yeah. Virgin Ooh. Bandana.
Who showed you that?
I think the front's better than the back.
See the booby pic after Bible study? Come on, guys.
Did your buddy Gary show you that in fourth period? Boobies.
Get this guy some crayons.
Can we all talk at the same time or just five of us at the same time? Jesus Christ, guys.
What?
We're really going hard over each other. Tommy's right here.
He ain't saying all right.
Now I got nothing.
Down.
Tommy took that
Tommy,
hat off.
Tommy, what do you think about Kim K's pics?
I think she's beautiful, and I mean, this is like a played out thing, but I mean, there's something to her. A lot of women fuck people on video, and they don't make their whole entire fucking family famous. So I think she's the shit.
I think she's the shit too. I agree with Tommy,
but that's fame for the wrong reason. That's like sending the wrong message to
okay,
a whole
she
generation
made it.
Of
all
right,
kids.
All right. So if you got famous for fucking doing a dumb sketch that has nothing to do with comedy, you blew up, you'd be like, oh no, I want to be treated as a comedian. You'd take the fucking fame.
Wait, say it again.
If you got famous for something,
repeat the question?
Something else other than comedy. Say you did something stupid and you went viral and you're famous and then you got work from comedy. You wouldn't take the work?
I would take the work.
Yeah, you need the money.
I don't really. Yeah, God, Jesus. Oh. I don't understand what would
so it's
be.
Well, the concern is.
Foley's upset because he gets mistaken for Khloe Kardashian.
Who's looking good, by the way? Have you seen the pictures of her?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Looking really good.
I like the other one. What's the other one's name? The little
Courtney.
One. Courtney. Oh, Courtney's fucking sexy.
The hottest one is Kendall.
The young one.
Oh, my God.
She's
no
gorgeous.
Shit. She's a fucking smoke
Foley's
show.
Old enough to be her father.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I like the mom.
Yeah, my mom's hot too.
She's banging that young black dude.
Yeah, I'd
I
fucking
like
bang
Bruce
the mom.
Jenner, huh?
Yeah, it's a good looking ponytail. Lady.
Looking I only good. Know Kevin.
It's right up Kevin's alley.
What? Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
Oh yeah.
Dude, when I was a kid, he was like the shit. He was like the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 72. We know.
The 22 Olympics.
I only know Kim and Chloe. I didn't know they had other family members. That's how much I give a fuck about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
All right, Deepa, how's the stream working out?
Stream's working great. No one's really in chat.
No one's really in chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't
yeah.
you start something up?
Well, we gotta get out of here soon. This is kind of me wrapping it up here. I got an 8:30 spot at LOL.
Woo! The gerbil tank.
Hot night
Lots
tonight.
Of love.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, 8:25 checks by the New York Comedy Club.
Hello.
Hey.
See you there. No big deal.
I got an 8:34 Amtrak out of Penn Station.
What are you guys doing today? Anything good?
I gotta head back to Philly.
What?
How come you're going back? You go back every weekend?
I'm going back. Yeah, the family.
He just did that to do that.
You got something going in the family?
We're not fucking talking about it on here.
Oh.
No one's going to hear it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm still not talking about
all right.
it.
That was my bad. I really didn't remember.
All right, let's have so the stream is good.
Yeah, stream
everything's good.
Good. Yeah, this
we're
was
not going
to
get we're not going to get yelled at.
Yay.
Thank you guys.
Clap, Fatso.
Yeah. Scope, thanks for having us, man. We
can't move your arms in the jacket.
Well, I'll wrap it up, Foley. Don't worry about it. I got it. Jesus Christ.
Until the last
second. Thank you.
I'd like to say my mom.
Fucking used car sales.
He really does.
Let's give a shout out to Bobby.
Little Kelly, Tim. Thank you.
Siobhan, what do you got?
Thanks for being here. Twitter, A Siobhan. I'm upset I have the bandana for the booby thing, but, you know.
Well, one of us might do a bomb at the end of so. But I don't know if this might go out. This might not go out. I don't know. Maybe we'll do it as a fucking Thursday episode one time. Probably not.
What
but,
else, bro?
You know, thank you guys for coming and
Glad
testing this
here,
out,
bro.
By the way.
Yeah. This is dope.
No worries, yeah.
Reggie, what do you got?
Reg Conquest, RGG Conquest. Follow me on Instagram, too.
All right, Deepu, pat him down before you leave, by the way.
This studio is very nice.
Foley.
Yeah, if we could, just check out the Center City Comedy Podcast on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. You can hit me up on Twitter, H Foley on Ice, or C_C_comedy on Twitter, Center City Comedy. CenterCityComedy.com coming soon. And thanks, buddy.
Are you the president of Center City Comedy?
No.
He's just an old guy. Because you just plugged everything. I was like, you're like the founder, so you make money off it or something?
No, I would say me, Cassidy, and Cotton, you know, would be the...
Why isn't Cotton on the podcast?
That's just, you know, it's funny. We were talking about that last night.
He had a podcast when we started.
Yeah, so there's another podcast called First World Problems with Dave
Chris
Cotton. So it's all under the same umbrella. And, you know, when Kippy decided, you know, we want to do a podcast, Kippy said, hey, we should do a Center City Comedy podcast. I agreed with him. And, you know, Cassidy and Reggie wanted to do one, too. I was like, let's all do one together. And Siobhan had a credit card, so, so we bought the shit and started the podcast.
I really fucking like your podcast. It's funny. I listen to it. So it's a good shit.
Thanks, Frank. Thank
you. Kevin, what do you got?
At KevinRyan00 and KevinRyanComedy.com. Boom.
Tommy?
At Cassidy Comedy. Thanks for having me, pal.
Hey, buddy.
Absolutely.
All you guys. I love you guys. You guys are the
best.
Appreciate
it, man.
Deepu?
Just follow me on Twitter at R2Deepu. This was great. Thanks for having me on.
Test everything. Follow me, whatever, Crack Chris Scopo. You can get me on the Twitter.
Twitter.
And yeah, thank you guys for coming out tonight. I appreciate it. Much love, and we'll talk to you soon. Be good. Bye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.
Hey, what's going on? When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. And True Car users save an average of $3,221 off the MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to truecar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.